Hi guys, and welcome back to another video. In today's episode, I'm going to show you how to use the Tinder app. It's fairly straightforward to use and doesn't take long to learn how to use the app. So don't forget to hit that like and subscribe button and let's get into the video. Hi guys, I'm UK Daz as always, and as I said at the start of the video, I am going to show you how to use the Tinder app. I'm not going to waste any time, so let's get into it. Okay, to get things started, go to your iPhone store or the Google Play store. Type in Tinder and download and install your app. Once that's done, open the app and grant all the permissions. You will also have to enter in your mobile phone number and verify your account once it's open. I've already done that, but I forgot to push the record button. You'll be then shown a load of promotional offers. You can skip through these unless you want to sign up. Once you've skipped through all those, you'll be taken to your first profile. Tinder is extremely easy to use. All you need to do is swipe left or right on your screen. But I'll show you more about that later in the video. The first thing we're going to do is finish setting up our profile, and we can do that by clicking on our profile icon in the top left of our screen. Then all we need to do is click on Edit Profile. We'll then be given the option to add more images, fill in a short description about your interests and about you. You can also fill in your education, your zodiac sign, and you can put in your job title and your sexual orientation. Once all that's done, click on Preview in the top right hand side. Once we've previewed our profile, we're going to go back to our main profile page. This time we're going to click on Settings in the middle left. In here you can change your global location, change the distance on how far people can see you, and choose your age range. Everything is fairly self-explanatory here. All you need to do is click on the slide bars and slide them upwards. You can also choose whether you want to see men or women. If you want to control who can see your profile, you will have to sign up to Tinder Plus. If you scroll down to the bottom of the page, you will be able to find things like changing your notification sounds, and you'll be able to change the distance in kilometers to miles. We're now going to go back to our main profile page, and this time we're going to click on Safety. This section is self-explanatory, but if it is your first time on Tinder, then it is worth a look to stay safe on the app. Coming out of all the main pages, we're going to go back to the main screen. If you're in any of the pages on the bottom row, click in the bottom left-hand side on the flame and it will take you back to the Tinder main page. If we want to search through profiles for people that have similar interests to us, we need to click in the second icon in the bottom left-hand side. This will bring up a list of categories we can scroll through, and once we find one we're interested in, we can click on the tile. This will bring up all the profiles who have that interest. If you like what you see, click on the green heart or swipe right. If you don't like the profile, click on the red cross or swipe left. Now you might be wondering what the other three buttons on the page are. This one gives you unlimited rewinds, which means you can go back to profiles that you've accidentally skipped. This is a paid feature if you need it. The next is a super like, and Tinder claim that you're three times more likely to get a match with one of these. The final button on the bottom right gives your profile a boost. If you're going to spend an hour or two on the app, then you are going to be able to put your profile at the top of people's lists. Although it doesn't say it on the screen, I'm guessing this is a paid feature. Coming out of our matches, we're now going to go and click on our likes page. Talking of likes, if you are enjoying this video so far and finding it useful, please do hit that like and subscribe button. Like a lot of things on Tinder, this is another paid feature. Unfortunately, they do blur out the profiles that have viewed you. The final button on the bottom right hand side is your messages. In here you can see all your likes, messages and your matches. There isn't much left to tell you, but if you are looking at people's profiles and you do want to see what their other pictures are, all you need to do is tap on the left or right hand side of the screen.
So there you have it, that's the Tinder app. That's how easy it is to use. As you can see, there is lots of paid features, so I think that's probably one of the downfalls that the Tinder app has. Don't forget to check out the rest of my playlists. If you have got any questions, come and hit me up in the comments box below, on my blog, or come and find me on social media. All those links can be found in the description below. That's it for this video. Until next time, peace out.